Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
As we go on, we remember all the times we had together. And as our lives change from whatever, we will still be friends forever.
Exercising your mind, yes. Good thing for you to do. Good thing for all of us to do. Seven after the hour, I'm Doug with Jennifer and Kara. The focus on the Rio Olympics, the big O. Excuse me. I know. U.S. intelligence assigned 1,000 agents to Olympic security. Do you know that? Our government has 1,000 spies.
Not surprising.
Working in Rio to make sure the American athletes are safe. That's the hook. That's how they can justify it. We have all these American athletes. I think they're, 400 something? Close to 500.
500 brave souls going to
right.
Rio.
So all of these people, there are different sorts who are there. Some of them are speaking into their lapel. Hold on just a second. And then there are those who are analysts, special ops people. They are in Rio on the ground, have been for a month or more. This is a highly classified story that not many people know much about. A dozen highly trained Navy commandos are there. Special operations SEALs are there. Marine Corps sharpshooters are there. Working with the Brazilian federal police. The U.S. military placed large military units on call should there be any terrorism or counterterrorism operation needed. How many people knew that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was actually a pretty big threat to Rio. There's been a little chatter about it.
Yeah.
And there was someone who actually the government lost track of who was let go from Gitmo.
Uh-huh,
and
really?
I know. Imagine the government losing track of somebody.
Yeah.
And seems highly unlikely.
All right. We're going to close Gitmo. Wait a minute. Didn't Mr. Hoban change it? We're going to close Gitmo?
Right. And he tried really, really hard.
Yeah.
But so this one guy just disappears into South America, and they thought that he was going to be involved with this potential plot to blow up the Olympics.
Really? Do you know, present tense, we have 17 different intelligence agencies in our country. I use the word intelligence loosely.
Right.
But there are 17 different agencies that are basically aimed at spying in some way, shape, or form. Armed services, human intelligence agencies, the spy satellite techies. There's all kinds of electronic eavesdropping, social media monitoring. 10,000 athletes have come from all around the world. So there are 1,000, and apparently most countries, and I didn't know this either, send their own security with their teams. Did you know that? There are 35,000 security people who are not Brazilians in Rio at the moment.
Hmm.
Monitoring any kind of social media account that might be connected to terrorism. The U.S. is leading the pack with their special computer networks. But all of these 35,000 people are supposedly tied together through some monitoring system or device to help protect these athletes and the folks who have come from the various countries. There are thousands of Americans. As much as we've talked about and the news media has done its best to discourage people from going, there are thousands of Americans in attendance, tens of thousands of Americans in attendance. And so that's why our government is there with all these agencies, but the rest of the world sends their athletes and their protective services with them. I did not know that. If it was public knowledge, then I'm out to lunch.
It kind of makes sense, though. I mean,
yeah.
I guess I've never thought about it, but it does make sense. I mean, you want to protect who you're sending.
Yeah. There are in jail right now in Rio a dozen residents who have ties to Daesh that were arrested. Apparently some family of Lebanese descent that has links to Daesh Justice Minister described the arrests as these people are amateur terrorists, but we're not taking any chances. Amateur terrorists. There's a new phrase. An amateur terrorist.
As compared to a professional. College to become a professional terrorist.
Only takes them getting lucky once to become full-fledged.
Yeah. And then they're not going to see anything but the virgins. But they've done these. A lot of these people were trained in France. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the CIA is there. The NSA is there. Secret Service is there. FBI is there. The National Reconnaissance Office. I never even heard of them. Did you?
The NRO. Not the NRA, but the NRO.
NRO. They're the ones who actually run the spy satellite system.
Wow.
The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Good God. How many of these have we got? I never heard of some of these agencies before. So we have worked our system so that we're in direct coordination with 51 different countries. 800 intelligence professionals that are operating these 350 different devices. I am amazed at how we're just going to watch on television and think, okay. So anyway, you'll be able to watch a lot of most of the NBC stations. You can go through this, Jen. Most of the NBC stations have various things going on during the course of the events. What is it? CNBC and Bravo, MSNBC.
Yeah, all the NBC owned channels.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. All right. It's 14 past this part of the hour. I'm Doug.
Think green. Harrison with you. With gas prices hitting $4 a gallon, millions of American parents are still stuck driving their children to and from school, followed by back-to-back activities. Now the old-fashioned notion of carpooling has picked up renewed steam again. But today, coordinating carpool schedules, pickup times, and last-minute schedule changes have become logistical nightmares. Enter Divide the Ride, a carpooling website that automatically organizes carpools between families for free. It creates carpool schedules between trusting families, then emails and texts everybody, even sends email reminders. You can save on expensive gas and emissions. It's all at DivideTheRide.com. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This center Iceman was the 1996 Stanley Cup playoff MVP, the 2001 NHL MVP, and the 2002 Olympic hockey MVP and gold medalist.
Sackett gets a second shot. He scores! Overtime game winner Joe Sackett.
So where is Joe Sakic now? Joe hung up his skates in 2009. He then took 2 years to spend with his family before returning to the Avalanche as an executive advisor in their front office. Joe also represents the team at Board of Governors meetings. In 2012, he received the highest honor of them all.
Had a chance to play 20 years. I played on some great teams. Got to lift the Stanley Cup twice. But with all that said, there's absolutely no better honor than being inducted here into the Hockey Hall of Fame tonight.
Joe Sakic, leaving his mark on history. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what will you stand in line for? When was the last time you played the waiting game? Why did you wait so long? Here's the social science of it. It's a funny thing, waiting. It can never be completely obliterated, only reduced. First off, you'll wait on the person who has what you want. Next, you'll wait when you think it's an investment. And the longer you wait, the more you'll believe it's worth it. That's technically referred to as cognitive dissonance. We know we're wasting time, but our brain manufactures reasons why it's worth it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Waiting is inevitable, but don't be tricked by it. Just like you should pick your battles, pick those things you wait for. Make sure it's cost-effective, and then it's worth the wait. So do you have a question? I'd love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
16 past the hour, naughty and nice. You decide who's naughty and who's nice here. Jennifer and Doug. Kara's nice. but I'm talking about basically Jennifer and Doug. Here's something that's a side issue from the Olympics. Other than the fact the Olympic Village is called unfit for occupancy, the contaminated water, Zika, all of that stuff going on there. There's a big to-do about this lady, I don't know if I can pronounce her name, Ibtihaj Muhammad.
I'm sorry, what?
I-B-T-I-H-A-J.
Yeah, okay.
She's the runner-up for the role of flag bearer. And people, how can you do that? She's a Muslim. She wears traditional garb. You will recognize her because she has a headscarf on, in accordance with her faith. First American athlete to complete, what makes this difficult is all the things that Donald Trump is saying about Muslims and whether Muslims ought to be banned from immigrating to the U.S. This puts a face on it. This lady is part of a family that immigrated to the United States, and she's the best fencer, arguably, in the world. And we'll figure that out. She's competing as a fencer. There are a lot of people. I don't know if they are in the... My guess is that sports sort of eliminates all these barriers, so nobody's going to pay any attention. Nobody on the team will pay attention to her and her garb, because when she's competing, she has the headgear on. You can't see her anyway.
Right. They're teammates, too. I mean, yeah, I don't think that that's what brings people together. That's why these events, as much as you and I don't watch them, Dougie, I know Kara does, they actually do good for us, because they take away some of that division and they unite people. And
absolutely,
we become a little more patriotic, and that's the good thing.
Yeah. No, this is a good thing all the way around, bringing people together. But it is interesting the politics of that and how it has stirred things up. The U.S. women's team in gymnastics won in London in 2012. And there are a lot of people who figure that they are going to win another gold medal. This Simone Biles, who will probably win everything, and Lori Hernandez, who is yet another... I don't know anything about Simone Biles' background, but Hernandez is first generation American, and you know, you compare that with a Muslim story. What we are saying about Muslims today, what we used to say about Mexicans or Hispanics coming into the country, the Cubans.
Well,
think about
I think
it. I don't know. I'm not justifying it.
I think it has
it.
More of an implication with the Japanese. I mean, because the Japanese people attacked Pearl Harbor, and I know for my grandparents' generation, they were the bad guys. You know, they were the ones that were trying to hurt America. And I think the problem with that, with Muslim, is that with Muslims, there are seven different types of Islam. I mean, seven plus different varieties of Islam, and so
the Protestant church has seven different flavors too.
Right, right. So they're not
Methodist,
all of them
Lutheran,
are
Baptist. Yeah.
Sharia compliant. I mean, the ones that you really have to worry about are the ones who follow Sharia law, because they don't fit into Western culture. Sadly, the two just don't mix. It's like oil and water. Oil and vinegar is delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to worry about that. And then you have to worry about the ones who want to blow you up. And so I think Donald Trump has been vastly misquoted when he says, I just want to bar all Muslims from coming to this country. Instead, what he's really said is that he wants to put a temporary pause on immigration.
Says,
and
he says, we don't know who these people are. They're just they're flooding the country.
Yes, and that there's nothing wrong with taking a minute, fixing the system so we can actually pay attention to where people are coming in from.